doing over there? What are you doing?
Just testing. I feel like I'm extremely loud.
Well, you are loud. Sorry, I play engineer around here because all of our crap breaks. So I've tried to fix stuff.
I think it sounds...
You got to turn your mic on. There we go.
My mic is on. I think it sounds good. Talk again.
It's Alex on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Does it sound okay?
Yeah.
It's a little loud, but we can adjust that as we go. Sorry that we have to play radio while we're doing radio.
Joe's picking his nose.
I thought you were going to tell me I was actually like, you know, getting that wedgie because I don't know what happened, but I thought I had a thong going on there for a second.
Oh, God.
Fat guy problems. It happens. All right, check it out. What we're into is coming up in a few minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, and we are not talking about my dog Benny going on a date, so you're going to have to find something else at 8:30.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, because Joe and his wife are in a fight about what happened on their dog's first date, and it's epic.
Okay, now, here's what we are doing. We are going to talk to Lenny, who is our technical producer in Houston. And all you got to do, Lenny, is just tell us the truth, man. What's going on here? What's happening with you?
Okay, well, my best bro is really mad at me right now.
Okay, understandable.
So, his parents and me and him, we all went to this really super expensive restaurant. Have you guys heard of Texas Day Brazil?
I have not.
No.
I've heard of the Olive Garden.
So this is not the Olive Garden. It's like $50 per person, and they bring you like fancy cuts of steak and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So that sounds delicious.
Yeah,
sounds
man, it was off the chain. You got to try it out when you come back. So anyway, we're there. We're enjoying ourselves, and I see this hostess walk by, right? And I'm not the kind of guy who just shoots a shot anywhere we go. But this lady was off the chain. So I had to say something. You know me. I can't just let it pass me by.
Right.
So I called her over, and she comes over.
Oh, my God.
And everybody's looking around like, what is Lenny about to do? And I just tell the lady, I'm like, funny place to meet the love of your life.
Nice. That is a shot. That is a big shot.
What you think about that one? Pretty hard, huh?
Honestly, yeah. That is impressive how hard you took that.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot was she?
Oh, man. She was a solid 9. She wasn't an Alex. She was not an Alex.
Thank you.
But she was a 9.
This is why we keep
What number
around.
Would you give Alex? Because, well, I don't want to say, but what number would you give her?
I'd give Alex a 9.25.
Wow. What about me, Lenny?
Ooh, Liv. Don't get me started. Jewel Daddy's going to come to Texas and kill me.
That honestly
You can
might
see
be
his
true.
Vape cloud coming.
But no. So after I said that, she was pretty much like, oh, I have a boyfriend. And I was like,
oh, you got shut down, cool. Bro.
That's also what I tell guys when they hit on me when I'm not interested, even though I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, this is the thing. I didn't get shut down.
Oh.
Because I still walked out of there with the number.
Oh, even though she has a boyfriend?
Yes, sir. You know, sometimes Lenny Bree's better than your boyfriend. But anyway, so his parents were like sitting there dumbfounded. And my bro is looking at me with this angry face, and he's like, hey, bro, come to the restroom. And as soon as we get in the restroom, he blows up. His face, he's a white guy. His face was totally red. And he's like, dude, why would you embarrass me like that in front of my parents? Like, we take you out on this dinner.
Yikes.
You know, it's really expensive, and you're acting so unprofessional. But to me, I'm thinking we're, like, chilling. I'm like, yo, I can holler at a girl. Like,
I mean, how close are you with his parents?
We're pretty close. I mean, I've known him since I was in sixth grade.
Okay. Then why would they react that way? It's not like you're just meeting him.
And
well,
also,
exactly. And they didn't even react really bad. It was just him. He was tripping out.
833 Joe Alex, is it okay that Lenny, you know, shot a shot right in front of the whole family? Or, I mean, did he kind of mess up? Is that kind of inappropriate to do? I mean, it sounds like they weren't really trying to help you out. They didn't really, did they do anything to assist you?
The parents?
Yeah, I mean, because it sounds like, you know, like nobody was really trying to help set you up except for yourself.
Yeah, like did they co-sign you? Did they say to the waitress, like, oh, he's a great guy?
He's a good boy.
That would have been cool, but no, they were just like, what the hell are you doing, Lenny?
Did they say something after the fact? Like, what was that?
No, nobody even mentioned it. My friend was just, it was silent for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, come to the restroom.
Well, I don't understand.
We're going to have a sword fight to settle this, yeah.
I don't understand why he said... that was so unprofessional. Like, it's not like you're at a business dinner or a business meeting. Why would you be acting professional with your best friend
and
his parents?
But, Liv, let me just try to put the scenario different. Let's say Lenny was with you, or maybe one of Jewel Daddy's buddies was out with you and your parents, okay? You guys went to a nice little dinner somewhere or lunch. You would be okay with some guy just, like, openly hitting and flirting on some girl in front of Mama and Papa C?
I would be totally fine with it. I don't know how my parents would feel because, you know, my parents... conservative.
I was thinking your parents would be okay with it.
My parents might be. I really have no idea. I have no idea how my parents would react. I wouldn't care. I would not care if my friend was like flirt. But you also have to understand that I am like boy crazy, and so I have been openly flirting with like waiters, guys, like openly in front of my parents since I was like. Four.
Hella horny Liv over here.
I feel like I've like done that. So like, I don't think my parents ever cared that like I did that in front of them.
833 Joe Alex. Chris, you bring up an interesting point, and that's why we got to have you on the show. What did you want to say, Chris?
It sounds like Lenny's friend was kind of interested in the girl and he just didn't swing first.
Oh! Is that true, Lenny? Is your guy got a girlfriend?
Yeah, is he single? Mm-hmm.
Look, he is single.
Oh, ooh. That's what it is. He was butthurt. He was trying to shoot his shot.
Wow.
Yeah, and he missed.
Dang. No, but did he shoot a shot, though, Lenny? Because you were the man on the scene.
No, any guy in there would have wanted to shoot a shot. This girl was a 10, but I never thought about my best friend.
Dang.
So do you think your friend more shy?
He is. He's more quiet guy.
So he's probably angry that like you're not shy, so you'll just go ahead and shoot your shot at any time, but that like he can't.
Has this girl texted you?
Man, we've been texting back and forth. We've been FaceTiming.
What?
Oh,
and
no.
She has a boyfriend? I'm confused. Number one, she has a boyfriend supposedly, and she's doing that. And two, who FaceTimes before the first day? I won't even FaceTime a guy until it's like 6 months into a relationship. I hate FaceTiming.
How old is this girl?
I don't know. She's at least 20.
Oh, okay, wow. See, so she's legal.
Like,
thank God.
Younger, like 20-year-olds, like they'll FaceTime literally anyone. I swear.
Okay,
usually I FaceTime before I even like text.
Yeah. It's a thing, I swear.
All right. Hey, Chris, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-563-2539. Do you think this is going to go somewhere, Lenny, because of all this risk that you've taken with shooting your shot? Do you think it's going to pan out, or is this kind of a quick thing?
Man, it never goes anywhere for me. It's like we talk, and then it gets to that point, and then I just never go through with it, man.
Do you ever think that?
Do you just get bored, or is it like you?
I think it's me chasing the chase.
Got it. No, yeah. I get that.
Lenny needs to be humbled. He's really good looking. I think he just needs to have a little bit uglier. He needs to get a little weight on him so he doesn't have abs anymore.
Did you find out anything interesting about her through your FaceTime conversations or talking to her? Just like fun facts?
Like she looks like naked?
No. That we would like to know?
Well, I don't know if I could say it over the air.
Yes, you can.
Well, hold on, stop, because Lenny may not know. You have to make sure it's really clean, so clean it up as much as you can like you were telling a little kid.
Okay, well, we were FaceTiming, and she kept accidentally showing things on the camera.
What?
Accidentally showing things?
Well, at first it was accidental, but eventually I knew what she was doing. Well, so she was like, oh my gosh, I hate that I have stretch marks right here. So she showed me a spot on her body that was probably not supposed to be shown on FaceTime.
Not you for the stretch marks, you that she is doing that.
Top or bottom part of her body?
Bottom.
Whoa!
Okay, I don't like this girl. No.
To be fair, I don't think that part of the body is supposed to have stretch marks at all.
This is so trashy. I don't like
what
this girl at all.
What are you talking about?
That is not how you do things.
The clam?
I don't like her. So.
No, or the butt.
No,
are
the
you
butt
joking?
Can have stretch marks.
Exactly. You don't know. She said bottom. You don't know what part of the body that is.
If the one thing I'm thinking
legs
of has stretch marks, I would get out of there. It's like, hello.
No stretch marks there.
Well, I don't know. Well,
you don't
know. That's how you can tell that Joe's gotten hardly any in his life, that he thinks that there could possibly be stretch marks there.
And also the fact that like he said, it's on stretch marks on her bottom. He doesn't instantly think of a butt.
I thought of high upper thigh.
Yeah, or that, but that's like butt region.
Okay.
But still, the fact that she was doing that is
And she has
tacky.
A boyfriend.
And she has a boyfriend, Lenny. That is the number one warning
and
sign.
This isn't, like, Lenny, you should realize that this girl is kind of trash.
Okay, well, check this out. This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to find her boyfriend and let him know.
No! What's wrong with you?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to hit it and quit it.
No, don't hit it and quit it. It's not worth your time. You block this girl, okay? You block her. You ghost her.
Don't ever go eat there.
You wipe your hands clean of it. It's none of your business to go and run and tell her boyfriend.
Do you have any photos, Lenny? We could. Lenny, do you have any photos?
I do. I'll send you guys some photos.
Yeah, send us a photo real quick in the group DM or just to me. You know my number.
Should we call this guy on air and tell him?
No.
We should call his parents.
Yes.
No, let this guy be.
We should call this guy's work. You know?
Why?
Just go big or go home. All right. Just why stop at telling him?
Lenny, tell everyone. You're living the life I wish I could live.
Just kidding.
So I'm so proud of you, son.
Thanks, Joe Daddy.
There you go. Joe Daddy. Oh, come on. Get over it, pork chop. You just wish he called you Chop Daddy, but didn't happen. All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, what are we into? We'll share that with you, and you could join in the conversation, too. It could be a song, maybe a book you're reading, something you saw clothing-wise. It doesn't matter. 833, do you want to open the full thing right now while we're on the air, or do you want to wait a few minutes, Alex?
I'm opening.
Jesus. Can you wait for 2 seconds?
Nope.
I'm the fattest person on the show, and I don't even open up food.
Nobody can hear that except you.
Bull crap.
I hear it.
You can hear it.
I don't hear anything. Joe's upset now.
I'm throwing it away right now.
Joe's upset because he doesn't have cookies.
That's right.
No, it's because you can't wait for a damn second to be a professional broadcaster.
Oh, he's so mad.
I'm really going to take your juice and cookies and throw them away.
See? Temper tantrum.
No, I'm going to.